Romans 6:11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive in God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Let's go to the Lord real quick in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, first of all, for who you are. Lord, that you are a God who loves us so much that we are not separated from you anymore because of what you did on the cross. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that, and we just ask that you will just, Lord, speak to us tonight. Send your Spirit to give us illumination as we dive into your Scripture tonight, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in the verses just before this, Paul writes and highlights the fact that we are at union with Christ in his death and resurrection. Water baptisms like we had today are a ceremony that symbolically shows that death to our old sin and our new life with him. Today, when we baptize those people, those candidates, and they went under the water, they were saying, symbolically saying, I am done with my old sinful life. And when they broke through that water, they said, I now have a new life in Christ. The past doesn't matter. The future is what counts. Well, Pastor Jim calls this a line in the sand, where we publicly declare that we identify with Christ and his death and his resurrection. Well, this begs the question, why do we need a new life? Well, the answer is simply because of sin. Sin is defined as a fundamental disregard and rejection of the things of God, focusing on our own self-desire. Well, sin is an innate part of the human condition, and it is universal. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God is holy, and by his very nature judges sin. And because of that, sin separates us from God. I had a friend who was cooking in the kitchen, and he was sitting there preparing the meal, and behind him, one of his sons jumped out to scare him. Well, without missing a beat, he grabs his chest, acts like he was having a hard time breathing, and the dad falls to the ground. Now, the son knew he was just joking. He was old enough to realize that. But that wasn't the case for the son behind him that he didn't know was there. As soon as the younger son saw this, he started crying and screaming out because he thought his dad was at death's door. You see, the son knew that this death is a final separation that would take his dad away forever. Well, Christ took death, that form of final separation, defeated it, and with what he did on the cross, he took care of that sin problem so that you and I could have a union with him forever. Sin might be the problem, but salvation through Christ is the solution. Verse 11 told us that count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. We must become who God created us to be, alive in Christ. But first, we must not just avoid sin, but be dead to sin. Just as a dead person would not react to an outside stimulus, we are not to react to sin. In June 21st, 1942, saw the only mainland American military, it saw the only attack on mainland America military site in World War II. You see, this happened as a Japanese sub was off the coast of Oregon, and it followed an American fishing vessel through the minefields to the mouth of the river there. And when it came up to the mouth of the Columbia River, it settled near Fort Stevens. And just before midnight, it surfaced and trained its guns in the direction of Fort Stevens. Now, they began to fire upon the fort, and the men who were in that fort automatically jumped up, and those American soldiers, within moments, were ready and positioned to fire back. You see, this was just about 6 months after Pearl Harbor. They were ready for the fight. They had trained for this. They were there in a matter of seconds. The commander of the fort gave them a very peculiar order. He told them to stand down. The shells kept firing, and they could hear them whistling overhead and exploding around them. But they were told to stand down. Not a searchlight, not a single shot fired. The fort was supposed to go dead. Now, because of this, in the darkness, the Japanese were actually counting on the fort to fire back and shine its lights to search for them. Because it was dark, they didn't know exactly where the fort was. And because the fort went dead, all 17 shots that were fired missed the fort completely. There wasn't a single life lost, nothing, no buildings were damaged except for a baseball field kind of took the brunt of it. But no one was hurt because the fort didn't give them an opportunity because they were dead in that moment and didn't give them an opportunity. By going dead, the fort did not give the enemy a chance to harm them. In the same way, by being dead to sin, we, as in verse 11, do not offer any part of ourselves to sin as an instrument of wickedness. When we are dead to sin, we have exited out of the bondage of sin, and we have entered a new realm, a new life with Christ. Because of what Christ did on the cross, God sees us as dead to our old sinful lives, and we're raised up in his resurrection. The Greek word for sin in Romans 3:23 is simply translated as missed the mark. We simply can't miss the mark that God has placed in front of us. It's as simple as that. Dying to sin is keeping the mark in mind of what God has asked us to do. One of the early church fathers, Saint Augustine of Hippo, how would you like that name? Saint Augustine wrote a very interesting work called Confessions. And in around, he lived from 354 to 430 AD, and he wrote Confessions, which went through all of the sin in his life. He went through the godless lust of his life. He went through the periods where he was a thief and having a child out of wedlock, and he depicted all these things, all this sin that he had done in his life. Well, then he quickly follows that up by saying that he regretted every moment of that. And because of that line in the sand that he drew, he couldn't even recognize who he was before Christ. Because he was now dead to sin, he was a new creation. And he saw his life and thought, how could I even have done that? Well, it's simple, because of God in his life and because of the new life he had. God changes everything. He went from being a drunkard to, at the time of his death, considered by most one of the most holy men that lived. Well, we also have that choice. Are we going to be held hostage to our old sinful life, or are we going to be a new creation in him? We now have a new life in Christ and are a new person. Galatians 2:20 tells us this. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. As believers, we are now in his resurrection with him. We have a new life. We have his strength, and we are given his grace. We have his power to resist sin. And we must die to sin daily. We will still go through temptations. We'll still go through spiritual warfare. However, when we are alive in Christ, he is the source of our strength. He becomes the center of our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Being alive in Christ means that we offer ourselves to him, our gifts and talents, and as verse 13 said, as instruments of righteousness. Now, as I'm talking to you tonight, I don't know if you've recently been baptized or recently accepted Christ in your heart, or if you are that example of somebody who is living a life that is dead to sin. And I want to take a moment and encourage you. Because in this world, just like the song we sang, everything's changing around us, isn't it? It seems like the things that were fact just 10 years ago are now not fact. It seems like the things that were right are now wrong, and the things that were wrong are now right. We live in a world that is always changing, but God is always the same. And we need people who can live a life as an example for us as younger generation and those new to the faith, who are constantly living a life that is dead to sin. We need you to set that example in this ever-changing world. We need you to show us what it's like. When we get frustrated or things aren't going our way, are we living a life that is setting an example for those around us? Because it is up to us. We have a responsibility to God to be dead to sin and live that life with his help and set example for those around us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, tonight we just thank you, God, for who you are. Lord, we're reminded of when we first accepted you into our hearts, Lord, and we said we're going to follow you. Lord, we remember that joyous occasion. Lord, and for those who were baptized or came to accept Christ this morning, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for dying on the cross so we have that opportunity. We thank you for the work you're doing in our lives. Lord, help us, if we're mature Christians sitting here today, to continue to live dead to sin, to not give in to the temptations of the world. Lord, we need your strength, and we pray for that, Lord. Give us your strength, Lord. Let us have you living inside of us so that you become the center of our thoughts, our actions, and our words, so that everyone around us sees that example of us living for you so we can be an encouragement. But God, we need your help. God, we need you in our lives. Lord, I just pray tonight that you will just move upon this congregation, Lord, and that you will just inspire them, Lord, if somebody comes to mind, to mentor, somebody comes to mind of somebody they need to set a better example for, Lord, I ask that you will help them tonight. Lord, give them the strength. Give them your wisdom. Lord, we need you in our lives. Lord, and we want to be changed from the inside and let everyone on the outside see what is happening there. Lord, we thank you, and we give you this night, and we give you this week, Lord, to be used by you as instruments of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, and we give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.